head for the Oral History Project. So, Sybil, it's August 29th, 1999. Sybil, tell me how your family came to Bayside.
Well, my earliest recollection is that my great aunt Alice had one of the cottages at the very beginning, or very early in the campground, on Park Row. My grandmother, Lulie Prepon, and her husband evidently came to visit, fell in love with it, and I don't know whether they built the cottage or purchased the cottage on Bayview Park as you first enter, right across from the Collett Cottage. And the year, I can't tell you.
Any idea of the year? Was it before, say, 19? Was it before your mother was born?
I'm not sure of that. And I can only relate it to things that happened. I remember they're talking, I thought about 100-year leases on the cottages at that time, but you couldn't actually buy one.
Oh, well, that takes it early back, back then.
And I remember that my grandfather came up from Boston on the Boston boat on the weekends, that stopped off at Bayside Wharf, and then would go back Sunday evening.
So your grandparents were living in the Boston area then?
Yeah, Quincy, yeah. Boston area.
Yeah, okay. When was the first time you came to Bayside?
Well, since I have pictures of myself sitting in the park at a very tender age, I would say I was born on June 1st, 1928, and would have been up here that summer sometime, or maybe it was the next one, but I was very, very young.
Very young. And then did you come every year?
For many years we came every year. My grandmother Lulie always came early in June and stayed through October usually, and we even wintered over a couple times in Belfast. But we came every year for, probably up till World War II.
And where were you living then?
In Massachusetts, we lived in Boxford, Massachusetts, and Newburyport when the war broke out, and Hamilton.
Okay, so on the North Shore.
On the North Shore of Boston.
Do you know how you got up here those early years? Did you drive?
We drove.
You drove.
We drove, and it seems to me it took about 6 hours. And the traffic was just bumper to bumper. Now, before that, I don't know how my grandparents came.
Probably the boat.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how they initially got up here for the summer.
That's right. Okay. All right. As a little girl, who were your friends here? Are there anyone? Is there anyone still around that you?
As a little girl.
As a little girl.
Bob Leonard and I were like brother and sister. We grew up together, and I probably would say, a lot of them were a little later. Bob and Laurel Clements and Peter.
Well, was Laurel here as a little girl? I thought she came.
No, she probably came a little later.
What about Adelaide? Did you know Adelaide?
Adelaide, I knew through Bob.
Right.
We did not really play together.
Right.
Like knowing Joe.
Yeah.
We knew that in some years we'd be together, and other years not.
Right.
But I can't remember the youngest. Who I was really the youngest.
Okay. Do you have any early memories of Bayside?
Very general ones. Alois and my mother were very much involved with it.
That's Alois Leonard, yeah. Bob's mother.
Right.
Right.
And they would set up things like treasure hunts and scavenger hunts, and we were all pretty young for that. And my grandmother really always was doing taffy pulls.
Oh, that was nice.
She did that all the time. And the kids just had a wonderfully happy, uncomplicated life.
Speaking of your grandmother, I remember She used to play bridge a lot. Do you remember who she played with?
Yeah, she was Brown. No, she was her first name. That's remember who she was. Brown and Patton. Millie Patton. I don't know whether Tina Kennedy played or not, and that was Bob's grandmother.
Okay, right. Aloysius's mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't remember some of the other, Sallys who lived in the cottage behind the lake. I think they were involved in the bridge. But they used to.
What about Mrs. Mason?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought, because they live next door to us.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Yeah. Mason is Bill Parslow's grandmother.
Yeah. Right. And they she was very close to her. And then there was somebody up at the head of the street. I can't remember who that was. At the head of the street where
Mrs. Butters?
No. Well, was she up there on the left? Because then another one over. I have to work on that one.
Okay.
There was somebody else up there. Mother-daughter combination.
Oh, Gibson's.
Yeah.
Gibson's.
Okay.
That's right.
Between us and Gibson's.
Right. Between us we make a win. Right. Okay. Now, were you here as a teenager? I know that. Were you here
as
summer?
A sub-teenager. I can remember. First, Jack Metcalf, I knew from way, way back.
Right.
And, my teenage years, and probably why I have so many happy memories.
Right. And you were here all summer.
Until the summer, my mother decided that I needed to work.
Oh.
It was a big shock.
Oh, yes.
And I probably was about, 15 or 16. I worked at a camp on Sebago Lake. It was a Jewish camp for girls, or a camp for Jewish girls. And that was fun. I enjoyed that. But I got plenty homesick.
Oh,
and one year she did send me off to camp for a while, which was disaster.
Oh, I know. Anyone who ever stayed here at Bayside, they always got sent off to a camp for a year and hated it.
Oh, I hate it. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you were still then living on the North Shore during your teen years.
Right. World War II broke out when I was 13, and we were in Newburyport at that time, and stayed there. We went over to Hamilton. And Brent had gone off at age 17 to war.
What do you remember about the war years here?
I can remember seeing lights out on the bay, blinking and so forth. Sort of searchlights and that sort of thing.
Right.
And maybe there'd be two boats in the harbor, regular boats, nobody was here to participate. It was certainly different.
Do you remember the Coast Guard boats that used to come in?
Yes, and I'm trying to remember the name of the skipper of one that my mother had known him when she was growing up.
Oh, really?
Talked to Peggy, as I will always call her Bragg.
Yeah.
We will always be known by our maiden names.
That's Peggy Lovejoy now.
Yes. She and I were aboard that Coast Guard boat once when we were over at Searsport. We were not supposed to be on.
No.
But we were visiting.
Were you aboard the time that they took a bunch of us out and put the sails up on that motor sailor that they
I
had?
Don't remember the sails. I remember going out.
Because Peggy was on that trip.
Well, we went
and Pammy.
We just weren't not supposed to go into
No, of course.
Because Searsport, we were way down. We couldn't see anything. But I used to make, Louie had taught me how to make an angel food cake, platter whipping the lights and the whole thing. And I used to go down, deliver a cake to the guys when they came in. I probably was about 14.
Now, in your teenage years, who did you pal around with? I know there was
pretty much Bob and Jack Nickus and Laurel and Dick Jennings. Some of those years with you.
Right.
And Joe. Punky, what was his name? They were from Panama.
Pumpkin. Well, I don't know if he was from Panama. The Panama crowd was the Rosettis.
Well, I remember Pumpkin. And I thought they lived in the Pepper Canal.
Oh, well, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But he wasn't
one of Eaton's, Marion Eaton's nephews, was he?
No, I don't think so. They just came up one couple of summers and were around, and he was big. them.
Did you hang out with any of the sailing school crowd? Did you know any of them?
Not, well, I knew them, but...
Yeah, but you didn't.
No, it was almost two different groups, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew people involved with it.
Right.
Such as the sisters, and... You told me I get them mixed up.
Well...
up on the square.
Jeanette and Marilyn. And also Ellie and James and Dot James. Because they live right in that same area.
All that.
Right. What do you remember most about those years?
The teenage years?
Yeah, I would say...
Oh, going off to dances, and I guess it would have to be when we were about more like 15 or 16. Maybe even older than that. So 15, 16, 17 maybe. Going off to dances down around... whether we lived as far as Rockland or...
Oakland.
No.
Did you go down to Oakland?
I think it was the big that one,
open,
like the Blue Goose.
Yeah, open air though.
Right.
Yeah, that was Oakland.
And traveling in the Clements old hearse that they carried baby chicks in.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And the fog. You know, where somebody was hanging out the window the entire way with a thick fog trying to come back from those dances. Remember lifting a little corn up the, what we call the, probably I will always call the Cove Estate, the farmer's part. And we didn't figure it would hurt them because they had a lot of money, so we just went into the cornfield. He took a couple pot shots at it.
Oh, really?
And I remember we, Bob left a trail of corn husks
that was
all the way
Bob
to our
Letter.
Cottage. Yes.
Yes.
Because we took it down to the beach and cooked it. And, I think somebody showed up. And
now, your family owned another cottage here, too. The one that had been the store. Is
okay,
that right?
Yeah, Mother.
Tell us about that.
All right. Mother purchased... Freddie Condon had a little bitty store just below, a community store. And they sold candies and things. I probably went there at a very young age.
That was at the foot of Upper Bayview Park.
Right.
Right.
And very tiny. He lived there. And I guess...
Who was Freddie Condon?
A local, as far as I know, and had this little store there.
Okay.
And he would sell candies and things. And then I think he passed away. Mother was able to buy the building. And I still remember all the wonderful tins and things that had tea and glass candy dishes and some real treasures.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, she fixed that up. It was to be for Brent when he came back from the wars. And it ended up eventually. The Hallois bought it. And then for Bob, primarily, after she passed away, she used it. And then Freddie.
Well,
yes, was left
when did it get moved over to...
Oh,
the
gee,
other
I don't
side.
Remember.
But did your mother do
mother,
that?
Mother, now that I think of it, I think Mother did move it because I remember we had a collie and we were up there staying and she had her puppies.
Oh, well, I remember that.
Yeah.
So that
so
must have been
we
after
there.
That.
That was after it was moved.
Yeah, so I came here in 43 or 44. That was probably 45 or 46.
Probably.
That, yeah,
there,
and
yeah.
I remember, yes, that you were in there.
Right. And, but I think I... something about the stores in the area. And
yeah, that would be interesting.
The one up on the back road, that may have been Perkins or Hastings. Both.
Well, I knew it as Hastings.
Okay, there was somebody very nice for a while, and then somebody was a little not as friendly.
That was the Hastings.
Yeah.
They had it. I know they had it during the war.
Okay. And we went up there when it was still Perkins store.
We'd go up and ask them for anything, like a lemon. They'd say, don't you know there's a war on?
Oh, yeah. Well, I can just remember that we walked up there. Then down below, Tuttle's and the post office, I guess, were one and the same. But it was photography, but there was also a period that it sold other things. I can't remember his name. He used to call me Mary Sunshine.
Was that Jason Tibbetts?
Could
was
have been
that? Because he That's had right. the store for a while.
Could have been Tibbetts. I know the name Tibbetts, and then there was other people. But I also remember Ken Higgins, which is the big building that's now a house.
Which
right next to Blair. The great
oh,
big one.
In,
that was post office for a while.
Oh, probably, yeah, probably where...
Way back.
Yeah, right in back of it, closer down to the water.
It's right beside it.
Yeah.
And Kim Higgins had that story. His name was Ann, I think. And they had a son who was probably retarded. Very sweet guy, and he worked very rough with him. I mean, they didn't talk. Most people were kind, but some of the kids were very good.
That was before my time.
Yeah. And my uncle used to sit at the store with a note telling Kim what she needed. Pound of hamburger, whatever it was. And she'd let Kim take the note, and she'd come back from the store with hamburger, with a package, never touch it.
Oh, be safe.
And she saw either Brent or just put her nose in the air, wouldn't pay any attention to us.
Right.
She went to Louie with that.
Right. When did Louie die?
Oh, boy. It would have been, I would say, about maybe 65,
okay.
66.
Right.
Yeah. I'm relating it to the age of the boys.
Right.
We were living in Norfolk at the time.
Now, did you go after the teen years? Did you go off to college, or did you go into the Navy? Or what
I went to I went to Erskine School in Boston. Oh, let's see. I don't remember what years that was. I never finished high school. I went 3 years to high school, and then I went to Erskine, which was quote a finishing school on Newbury Street. Then I went to school in Kansas for about 6 months and was so homesick.
Oh, Kansas. How did you get to Kansas?
Mother found us a little college in Bethany. Wonderful town, wonderful people. But, oh, Kansas is...
No salt water.
There's not flat, hot, or cold. Lovely people, but I don't know why anybody ever wanted. So then I came back and I went out to the University of Colorado for my last 2 years.
Oh, nice.
So I graduated, I think, in 14. Took a year's graduate course at EU, thinking I wanted to teach school. It took me about a year to find out that wasn't what I wanted to do.
Right.
And that's when I joined the Navy.
I see. So that was what, in the late 40s then? Or
I joined in 51.
51.
And I was in for 8 years.
Oh. And where were you stationed? Were you stationed here on the East Coast? Or
trained in Newport. And since I had, at that time, I went in as an ensign. And first duty station was Seattle, which was wonderful. And then I went out to Hawaii. And I came back to the station in Newport.
Hmm. So now, did you get up to Bayside during those years, or?
A couple of times.
Yeah.
Because I remember 1 year coming up, seeing Ann Metcalf. I think it was the last time I saw her, and
uh-huh.
I was very fond of the whole family.
Yeah.
And, I remember I...
Ann Metcalf was that...
Mother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
All these things are sort of jumbled, because the minute I say Metcalf and Ann, I remember the likeness.
Right.
And, where they were in my life,
right.
As a young married couple with a baby that I tried to babysit. And, I mean, I was probably about 8 or 9 years old,
really?
Like that, but I could watch the baby.
Yeah,
I'm thinking that's where I was, maybe 10 or 11.
Yeah,
but all these things come in at different
times. I
know,
it sort of runs all together.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
yeah. And then something will trigger a memory.
Yeah, that's why it's so hard to date anything.
Well, I have to relate it to events.
Yeah.
And Louie's death, I remember we were up when she was in the hospital, and I had the boys were just toddlers,
mm-hmm.
not even toddlers, really.
Right.
So this, when they were one or two,
right.
I put that date together.
Right.
And, I missed some years there, but up through my teens, I was here. Almost every summer.
Wait, let me see what else there is here. I'm going to turn this off while I'm... You had a boat here, didn't you, Sib?
We had sort of several. We had one that belonged to Harry Remsen's, let's see, her name was Anna, and last name began with an S when she remarried. And they had a black boat that had a ton of lead on the keel. I'm trying to think of the name of it. I can't remember the name of the boat offhand, but when we had races at that time, they were very much mixed.
This was the sailboat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she always came in last, even with a handicap. And then we had a little mahogany called the Flirt.
Oh, of course, I remember that.
Oh,
yes.
I hated that boat. Yeah. It went sideways all the time. Then my boat memories are primarily of other people's, like the Tasman, which belonged to the Bryants. They were another big part of my growing.
Okay, right.
Joni Bryant and I were more the same age. Gwyneth was younger. She was Gwenny.
And Nancy. And David.
David was a baby. I remember as being a baby. But I don't know whether it was Nancy. Anyway, I used to stay down there on the South Shore with them. And when we'd sail over to the island and sleep over, sometimes we weren't meaning to sleep over, and the Tasman would come out of the fog. Wonderful boat along to Ellie and George was my son. It was Ellie and the older Bryants.
Yeah, Billy. Ellie and Billy Bryant.
Okay.
I think.
And I can remember dogs running around the decks of their boat. I think they had Scotties or something that used to go to sea with them. But the Bryants were also a big part of my life. And down there on the South Shore was Mary Smith. I don't know how many people knew her. But she was here for years. Lloyd Stover was her grandson.
Oh.
Lloyd?
Oh, yes.
And, but I remember going down and seeing them quite a bit. I think she either lived with her sister or something.
Right.
In a little house there.
That's right, yeah.
And, tamed a lot of cats up here. Beautiful long-haired cats. Mm-hmm. Mary Smith always had these long-haired cats that would come up, live under her house in the winter. And she managed to befriend them, and we left for home with a couple of them over the years.
Yeah.
So, but what other boats? I don't know what that black one. We loved it to death. But it was,
did you have a friendship with?
Oh yeah,
friendship?
We had the after the war, we bought one of the old friendships. She was I think 32 foot.
That was bigger than I remembered.
No, she was 32, almost 32, 32.
That's
she was broad and
big. Boat.
We got her from Eaton's, and would it have been Castine?
Yeah, Castine's is still there. They're still there.
I spent many first nights out there sleeping aboard and pumping all night long because she'd been on the ways for so many years, and she was pretty opened up, and we were waiting for her to caulking and everything to work.
Right, to swell up.
And then, for some reason, Mother, Dan, and I, my stepfather Dan, took her, I don't know where we were going, but we were in Lincolnville, and tied her up for the night. Mother got very nervous. We hit some kind of rough seas.
Well, you do off Lincolnville there, yeah.
And we woke up in the morning, they'd forgotten to let the lines out during the night. We were kind of hanging off the pier down there. Not dangerously, but we were...
You mean because the tide had gone,
down and nobody adjusted the lines during the night.
Wow. So.
But,
You were drowned?
No. But I just remember she was sort of hanging there. She ended up, I think, in Marblehead or something like that. In Dan's family.
What was the boat's name?
Funky.
Sounds right.
Yeah, I think it was the Funky, and I don't know where that came from.
Right.
I have the slightest idea.
So you sailed. Did you know how to sail?
I was not. I was good crew, and Bob Leonard would have told you that, because he always made me sit on the downside and gave me instructions, very bossy. I was good crew, but I was never totally comfortable.
Yeah, as a same with me.
I just didn't feel I had control if it,
right.
if it started sliding. That's why I hated the Flirt.
Yeah.
Because it was so light, it was it had been built as a motor boat.
Oh.
And Mother had it rigged
yeah.
for sailing.
Yeah.
And centerboard. And she just went sideways.
Yeah.
All
did
the
your
time.
Mother sail?
Yeah.
She did.
She did. Yeah. And I don't know whether I've forgotten another boat in there or not.
So, did your mother spend her teen, her all her teen years here too?
Well, she married when she was 18.
Ah, so.
So.
Yeah.
But I think she did a lot.
When
of
was she born?
When?
When? Yeah.
Oh, geez, I have to do math. She was about 19 when Brett was born. He was born in 26 or 1925. So I'd have to do fast math.
Okay, so she would have been born in like 1906, 1907.
Something like that,
okay,
yeah.
So she was a contemporary then of Joe's mother.
Yeah, oh yeah, they
and
were friends.
Bobby.
Yeah, they were all a group.
That's
and
right.
Halloys.
And Halloys.
And they used to go up to, was it the Cove Estate at that time or not? They used to go to things up there.
Oh yes, it was the Cove.
Okay,
yeah.
That was the original.
Well, because Cove built that in 1913, and that because that's when Joe's grandfather bought his house, which had been Pope's original house
okay.
there. So, yeah, so all their growing
they
up,
did,
they
did,
they
went to functions
yeah.
up there all the time.
Yeah.
The Flappers, I think they
right,
were all Flappers.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Mother was, and the Patton sisters, too.
I didn't know them.
Yeah, there were a couple of sisters. And they,
probably Joe does.
And there was somebody Brent's age, Jean. I can't remember whether she her name was Patton or not. But Millie Patton was close right behind us.
Oh,
in the big
okay.
green cottage. There was one in between that was owned by the Roberts twins, as I remember. They were twin brothers that had the cottage right next to ours, right above
okay.
us. And it burned down.
Okay, right.
Halloys and Bob had that cottage.
And then the one above it.
It was the
Patton. The Fulton Zone now that they did all over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And beyond that.
Oh, yeah,
was
that was the Patton's cottage. There was a Patton girl our age.
Yeah, that's what Jean, I'm thinking. Or she was more Brent's age, I thought. Or was it a Patton or was it?
No, it was a Patton, and I don't
okay.
remember her
yeah, I thought it was
her
Jean.
Name.
And beyond that was.
Well, there may have been another one that was somewhat older than
yeah.
than I was that I wouldn't have known.
I can remember Millie better than I can the others, but there was somebody mother's age,
mm-hmm.
probably a daughter
right.
of theirs.
Right.
That would have put her in our age.
That's right.
And above that was.
We're great at. We can't
oh, yeah.
remember any of these names.
We can't get dates at all.
Right.
Stuart was the next cottage up. And that burned down too. And he was a little different. He had a Doberman that he trained. You know, in Blaisdell Park, the back where Al Keith has a
right,
place.
Right.
That was his, and I can remember his training this dog to jump up. And he was not terribly friendly, but
the dog
the
or the owner?
Both.
Oh.
And,
that's a worry.
I think she was, or they became friendly
right.
later.
Right.
And that cottage burned down. And then there was an itty bitty one up where they've got Downbeat now, which is what they called the little condom store where Mother bought it. It was
okay.
Downbeat. There's a little bitty house there. So they a lot of those have changed.
Right.
Nancy Clark was also my growing up here.
Okay. And you
and
know,
we battled with her constantly.
Yeah. Her brother owns the cottage now there, Peter.
Yeah,
Peter Freeman, yeah. Nice
but,
guy.
We used to get in terrible fights with Nancy. I mean, one time I'd play with her, and the next time she was on my list.
Yeah, well, of course you're right across the
Yeah,
the
park. And her father, she called her father. It was a strange relationship.
Yeah, I never quite understood
mother,
that, yeah.
Yeah, there was quite a bit to
yeah.
it. But I can remember that if you were coming home and it was time to lower the flag, if you didn't stop, you got the word from him, because he was a retired Army captain.
Oh, really?
Or
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Observed the time the flag was to be lowered,
yeah.
and everybody was
Now, he was never around when I was there. I mean, I came here in 44, and I never saw... In fact, I seldom saw Nancy's mother, because she was mostly with her grandmother.
Yeah. Nancy, I don't think I saw the grandfather very much, but it was a very...
Funny thing is, Joanne, you know Joanne Short, Carl.
Oh, yeah.
Her son lives down in Florida now, maybe in Oakland or something like that. Moved in just this spring, or the summer, really. He's living about 3 blocks from Nancy Clark.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yes.
I'll be there. Yeah, well, I think she went by Clark until later.
I always thought about
it. I don't think I'd even talk about Pammy and Joanne. They were definitely my growing up years.
Sure.
We used to spend a lot of time with them.
Yeah.
And we used to play strip poker.
Strip poker?
Strip poker, oh yeah.
Oh, we bad girls.
Wide.
Right.
Oh, it was so educational, but I don't think anybody ever got very far. We chickened out somewhere along the line.
Okay, so who are the boys playing strip poker with you?
Oh, Bob and Jack and I don't know. We didn't even know how to play poker. Maybe we did. That and a little post office. I don't think we ever got in any real trouble up here. But just silly mischief stuff like stealing corn and...
Yeah, all those things seem to be so daring then.
Oh, absolutely.
Petty ante stuff now.
Didn't have, there were no problems. Somewhere along the line, some of my friends I thought were drinking too much. I mean, I didn't, I was kind of chicken about alcohol.
Yeah.
And, but just didn't have the worries that parents do now.
Yeah.
Entirely different. We thought we were really living pretty dangerously.
I remember you one time down on this beach at a beach party we all had down here.
Yeah.
And do you remember there was an old rowing boat, big rowing boat in the cove here? You remember that these remains of one?
Oh, yeah, that I remember.
And I do remember that night. You get up on the bow of that thing, and you're saying, "Mark Twain, Mark Twain." Do you remember that?
No, I don't. But you're triggering memories again. We went skinny dipping off in front of Laurel's one night, and some of the boys got hold of our clothing. That was a long night. Something else I can't remember what else we did that you spoke of here. But we used to have picnics on the beach, hot dogs and things like that. And, didn't seem to need a lot of amusement. We amused ourselves pretty well.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember thinking, oh, well, there's nothing to do here.
No, and really, during the war years, we were all pretty much stuck here.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Halois and Pammy's mother, Mrs. Short, and people... Really, they worked hard those years to provide entertainment
for us.
Because that's when they had the scavenger hunts.
Yeah, that's
right. And the dances and stuff like that.
Oh, the shows we used to put on at the community hall.
Were you ever in any of those?
Yes.
What did you do?
I did, Hands, Knees, and Bumps of Daisy, I believe. I did something with Bob Leonard. I don't remember what it was, but yeah, those shows, we took those very seriously. There were some major productions. I don't think I was ever a lead in anything. But
I was never ever even in one.
Oh, well.
I tried out, but didn't make the grade.
Well, I don't even remember trying out. I thought they'd put anyone out there.
Not me.
I think I remember doing Hands, Knees, and Bumps of Daisy, and then something else. I don't know, it was something from the Mikado one year or what. Talent was not one of my strong suits. The community hall, that was very busy when we were growing up.
Well, because the suppers, and then Eleanor Fuller had those dances for us Tuesday and Saturday nights. And did you remember those? Did you?
I think so, yeah. But I still, for a long time, would turn up a bowl or something with Lily's tape on the bottom.
Oh, right, of course.
Something from the suckers.
Right. Did you know Jean Mulvaney at all?
Oh, yeah. She was very nice. You see, getting the crowd in there.
Yeah.
Yes, very much so in our teen years.
Yeah.
She was the beauty of the
Oh, absolutely.
She was beautiful. She and Jean Burbank.
Right.
Were the two beauties, and I always felt like an old shoe around me.
Oh, you too. So did I.
Oh, yeah. Very definitely.
Yeah. But all that sunning they did on the walk did not serve them well.
Oh.
Because at least it didn't Jean.
I remember she was
Well, no, but her face, all that sun tanning.
Jean Burbank?
Jean Burbank, yeah.
Well, they got very leathery. No, they were here.
They left early on.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we were quite close with her, and I think she and Bob were an item. And
the reason I
didn't feel her was because she was Bob's girl, and I was with Jack. And we just had fun together, four of us, and other people coming in.
Did you date anyone else down here besides Jack? I mean, you dated Jack some summers. Did you? Anyone else?
Not that I can remember. Well, Dick Jennings one summer, I think. But no, so much of it was a group, and during the war, I don't remember.
Yeah, that was the sort of nice part about it. You were really friends with the boys.
Right.
As well as just even if you dated them.
I was always a buddy.
Right.
Always. At a certain stage, I thought, is there anything in this for me? I'm everybody's
good friend.
I got along well with them.
Yeah.
And talked to them. But I was never the beauty, and I can remember both Jean and the two G's.
Right.
So
darn. What about Joan Haldeman? Was she? Well, I think her mother or grandmother used to play bridge with.
Didn't she tie in with the Parsons?
No, well, she went around with.
She dated.
She did it. Dated.
That's right.
Oh, wasn't he?
Yes. And I don't remember,
but
the age difference, and because as you well know, back then 2 years made a big difference.
Well, I remember Bill went into the service. Do you remember that? And they had the big going away party for him up at the community hall. So he went into the service. So I bet he was more Brent's age.
But I remember.
But he lived next door to me.
Yeah. Right.
And
That's how I remember Joan was. But yet I can't. I know the name.
She's a little short.
And you put her with him, but I can't remember anything else about her.
Well, I think her grandmother was one of your pals, and that's the grandmother's name goes in and out of my memory. You know.
Yeah. She was a lovely lady.
All right. What else?
Well, in our conversation in between recording here, I was looking at a list of names I'd written down, and it triggered some memories. When Tuttle's was also not only a photographic store, but sold other things, I believe. I can remember as a very young girl, probably 6 or 7, somewhere in there, that a Lifesaver truck came down. It was a car that looked like a roll of Lifesavers. And they would hand out samples to this young man. Well, it was a hot day, and I was forever bringing people home. And Mother came home in the afternoon, and I had this young man up on the deck feeding him lemonade or something. And I said, "This is Dick Vinegar." Well, his name turned out to be Finnegan. And he was the nicest guy. He became a friend of the family.
Was he the driver of the...
Yeah, he was a young man doing this. And for years... And I just thought he was passing out. We had a wonderful time together. And then...
Where was Tuttle's store?
Where Blair is now.
Okay.
And it... that's the one... I can't remember if you go over to meet. It's after Ken Higgins closed. It went through many stages, and you came up with the name. Who did you say?
Tibbetts. But that was after Tubman.
I think so. But then, and I don't know if it was Mr. Tibbetts or somebody else that was in there that I remember, too. Sweet man, and Dean
Parker.
Those were friends. Lowell Parker. Yeah, he's the one that got
polio
from the vaccine.
Right.
Forgotten about them. No, this was when I was still quite young, and it could have been Tibbetts.
Well, Tibbetts started the store there in probably after the war. His wife was postmistress there, Athena.
Well, that was a big thing to go to the post office and wait for the mail.
Yeah.
But I'd almost forgotten that the post office was in Ken Higgins' store first, and then...
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then it moved over.
Right.
And I don't know when that took place.
No, I don't.
But,
I came here in 43 or 44, there was just the post office in the store there.
In which store?
Where Blair is now.
Yeah.
And then shortly thereafter, Jason Tibbetts opened it up as a store. And
okay, well, there was somebody way back. Golly, if I could just... Oh, I bet Jam was... Have they done their interview with Jam?
Yes, they have.
Oh, what a fund of information she is.
Jam and Peg Lovejoy together.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Well, Jam, her memories... Family was such a part of it here. I don't know, let's see. Oh, and the other big part that I don't think I went into was Captain Gooden.
Oh, I wanted to ask you about him.
Yeah. Now, I would think more than 4 or 5 when he was maybe a major part of my life.
Oh,
so
really?
I'm thinking 30 somewhere. I could be wrong about that. He had a wonderful boat. We used to go out on it for the day, picnics, and we'd go over the island and do clam bakes. And his wife's name was Ellie.
What was his happy boat?
This little boat.
Oh.
He might have had it prior to that. He may have had the title. But we always call him Captain Goodman. I can't at this moment tell you what other name. But I used to spend time with him almost like they babysat me at their cottage at a little bitty house. Discussing this last night, she went across Bayview Park and up close to this big building that at one time in history had been a store. And they had a little bitty house.
Well, the house I knew as Captain Gooden's house is Main Street, and it's the one that the Allens have now. It was just down from...
It was very tiny.
Yes, small. Just almost one room.
It could be.
That's
that
right.
Could be.
Up the same street behind the hotel.
Yeah. Behind the hotel.
Yeah.
And I used to go over there all the time. I can remember my bare feet going over to see them. And
now, where was he from? Did they live here? Or?
Yeah. They were around here all year round.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember what else he did, but they were a major part of my life growing up here, seeing the boat out there. And I can't even think of what the name of the boat was. If I could just straighten out years, some sort of chronological order.
Yeah.
I've never really turned up pictures of our growing up here. Luli got cleaning house once, and I'm afraid she got rid of some very growing up pictures.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Of times up here when we were teenage, because I remember a big sailing boat coming in, one of the schooners or something. And Brent was a young teenager.
Did you ever ride the Boston boat? Were you ever on that?
No. Yeah. I think that had gone out of service when I was...
Well, it stopped in 34 or 35.
I don't think. I wouldn't... It seemed to me I would have remembered it better. Golly, there's so many things. We wintered over one year in Belfast, and I think that was one of the years that the bay froze over.
Really?
I remember my mother talking about it.
That would have been
a year...
Theory?
I honestly don't remember that. I remember it was the year my Aunt Alice died, great aunt, because I remember going into this room.
What was her last name? Was she...
I think Louie's maiden name, as I remember, was Snow. But I think Alice was... I don't think she was maiden lady.
She was your grandmother's sister then.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Louie grew up in a family of 9, I believe. Captain Potter took them all to sea with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They used to do that.
Yeah. And Luli had gone to Hamden Normal School or whatever it was called up here. So she almost was taken as a maniac. She was born in Stamford, Connecticut, I believe.
Did she go to Castine?
No.
That's where the normal school was around here.
Oh, no, this was up, I thought, around Searsport area. I'm not sure. She went to Hampton Academy or Hamden, whatever.
Outside Bangor.
Oh, well, that's what my geography is for, too. But we wintered in Bangor one year. Seems to have been all the worst winters. The one in Belfast.
Was your family way back from Maine originally?
No. Not to my knowledge. I don't know where my grandfather was from. There's a lot I don't know about that side of the family at all. But the name Snow...
Well, that's a Maine name.
Oh, yeah. I think it was my grandfather. Something about a ship out of Seekonk, which is in a different state than it was at that time.
Oh.
Sailed out of there. It was Rhode Island once and then Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
Whichever it is now, it was the other state. A ship was built there. That was one of the ones he went to see. I have not been up in the museum to see if I can trace. I tried when I went out to the West Coast because he disappeared at sea. I never could quite. The last name was Snow, and I always put Josiah, but that was my grandfather's. I don't know what my great grandfather. Belfast, but it was one of the ones where the bay did freeze. And the snow was out of this world. The year that my aunt, great aunt Alice died, we were in a very pretty house in Belfast that I think was up behind the post office, and I think that's where that shopping center.
Oh, right,
was
yeah.
It was a lovely little house. And the reason I can remember it is that I was running around the house, and I went in this door, and here was Aunt Alice laid out, and I'd never seen anybody deceased before.
Ooh.
It was before she went to the funeral home or something, and I've never forgotten that.
Oh, of course.
To this day, I'm not thrilled about seeing people laid out, but, and then the winter we spent in Bangor, Mother had married Newell Bent. And he was here for a couple of summers, I think. I would have said I was probably, I was only 8 when he died. So,
was he the mountain climber?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it was part of his book. It was a picture of him sitting in a rock, in front of a rock
really?
Down on the beach. And I went down there yesterday and saw the same rock.
Oh my goodness.
And, I think it was the year that they were married. Why we stayed in Bangor, I have no idea. But Lily, Brent and I both got whooping cough and measles at the same time.
Nice.
And that's the time when, if one kid came down with something, you threw them together.
Right.
And we were in a dark room for weeks together. And Lily had to. She did a lot of our raising, really.
Yeah.
Mother was off with Newell and on the honeymoon, and Lily was just always there. She was very, very
mainstay
special.
In your life.
Oh,
yeah.
Major.
Yeah.
And she's the most remarkable woman I've ever known. I wish I could be more like her. I really do. Yeah. But
I didn't really know her at all.
Lily?
Yeah. I mean, I knew who she was, and I can remember her, but
she was a mischievous. She was. I never knew my grandfather because he died the year I was born. So, I never knew him. But Lily was always with us. Uh-huh. So she was. Took on a lot of the discipline and raising, right?
Yeah.
Like she really did. Because after Newell died, Mother had a breakdown. And,
yeah. Because they hadn't been married very long.
No. I would guess maybe 3 years, something like that.
Where was he killed?
Well, he died of what they call mountain fever. Aconcagua in South America. He had climbed Kilimanjaro. And he was only in his late 20s. And he went down to to climb Mount Aconcagua. His mother was joined in that. And we were in Seattle at the time. She got a telegram. She thought it was sent Valentine's Day, and it came on a Valentine's greeting thing, announcing his death.
Or altitude sickness.
They started down, he was alive, died on the way down. So she was, over the years, she took a lot of criticism about having been married three times, but one divorce, and she was a widow, and she was with Dan all those years, so. That small town there, you know.
And of course, divorce was beyond the pale. I mean, you didn't talk about it.
Exactly. But I think she did tell me that Aunt Alice had been married. And I don't know what happened, so I don't remember her maiden name.
Did Aunt Alice continue to stay here in Bayside after your grandmother bought the house here? Was she here when you were growing up?
I don't remember that. But I'm sure that the cottage right now was the one.
Oh, that's interesting.
Something about White and about how far there. And I wish I could find some papers or something. I should really go up to the courthouse and pull through some papers.
I've got this incipient cottage history project going, which I have vowed to work on. But what I need are rainy days. I don't want to go up to the...
Well, for some reason, I think my grandfather may have built the cottage.
Your cottage,
As it was always And that was with us until Mother made me sell it.
What year did you sell it?
I'm trying to remember that, too. Everybody here should remember, I would think.
Well, maybe they prefer to forget.
Well, let's see, it would have to be... because I was in real estate at the time and came up and worked at New Blair. And so, I went into real estate when I was 53 and thought, well, let's see if I can learn anything at this age. So I would have been about 55, 28, and how's your math? You have the math.
Okay, so that would be like 12 years ago. 13 years,
71, wow.
That sounds right, because I don't think the Conovers were here. I think I heard that they were here 12 years.
So that's about... And it broke my heart.
Well, I know.
But she was right. And then Brent, that time, Brent's reintroduction has been fairly the last 3 years.
That's right, yes, because I hadn't seen him.
No, he was
And
all of a sudden, he's very much... And loves
him. Yeah, if the two of you could have caught it, perhaps that would have been
At the time, let's see, I'm not sure where Brent was. John, I think,
had his
Vietnam tour.
It was about that time that he had his accident.
Brent was 51 or
so. You see, it would have been not too long after his accident.
But I don't know that that would have deterred him as much as... Brent's been very involved in his career.
Yeah.
He's a very bright guy. In fact, when I asked him to give me away when I was married, he was in Seattle, and my mother and grandmother didn't think he should make the trip.
Yeah.
And I still haven't forgiven him for that.
Yeah.
I might as well know it.
Right.
But,
so when did you and John get married? How long is
59. 40 years this year.
Did you meet him in the Navy?
In Newport, I was the administrative assistant to the executive officer, and John reported into the captain. And the captain's secretary came in and said, well, there's a new man, and And she said, what's his name? She said, John Head. And I said, that's quite a Navy name.
Right.
So, yeah, that was his first shore to me.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And he likes Bayside.
Oh, he loves it. I mean, our agreement is, when we go, that's where we go, out of the bay.
Yeah.
He's very much.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very much a part of Bayside. He loves it. He hasn't moved. I think he's atrophied down there on the deck right now, the porch. And
well,
but he just loves it.
That's the thing that's great.
Yeah.
You can do that.
I mean, you can, but I get such guilt feelings. I feel I should be doing something.
Well, don't.
Well, I don't. I want to take every bit of it back with me. I just one week at a time again.
No, that's too long a trip.
Oh,
you don't
stop.
Get up here. You don't have enough time to unwind from the trip.
And no. We've done the last 3 years has been one week.
Yeah, that's too short. Sure.
1 year we went to Samoset instead of coming all the way up. Because of my real estate thing, I had a chance to get hold of a timeshare week.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So I used it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not involved in timeshare.
Yeah.
But in the Samoset, I didn't know how much it had changed, but it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Really, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Very nicely done.
Yeah.
But it will still not be here at Bayside. So.
Let me turn it off and we'll.
Hog.
Yeah, well.
Hog's up here.
All right, we're talking about the Oakland Dance Hall down near below Camden. I think it's in.
Is it still there?
Rockport. I don't think it's still there, but as I remember it, it was an open-air place. The sides were open.
Sort of like the Janet's things that lifted out?
Right,
sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And they used to have live bands there.
Yeah.
And
I can remember going down. I don't know how often or what age. The fog impressed me more than the dancing,
right,
obviously.
Right.
Because some of those fogs up here are...
Well, Joe and I used to go down in 47, 48, through there. That was the first that I had been down there. But we went down there fairly often.
Well, that's a part of my life I still haven't fixed in. I can remember going up to your cottage, and we played some games and things.
Pinochle or with the Ouija board?
Yeah, we played with the Ouija board.
Right.
And when you and Joe came more into my life, it was fairly late.
Yeah, I don't...
If you didn't come till the 40s, then...
Yeah, that was, I think, 43 or 44.
And we were kind of all fractured as to where we were at that stage of our lives, with colleges and other things going on.
Yeah, I always thought that you were older, a couple of years older than I, and that's why we didn't see each other so much.
No, I think you were too brainy.
No, I wasn't too brainy.
But I think we thought that. I really do. I mean, even in your 20s, you can be very cool if anybody's different or they're very bright or something like that. That we didn't get to know each other for quite a while.
Yeah, well, I know that's true.
Yeah.
Of course, I knew who you were.
Yeah.
But, no, we weren't. Although, I do remember, we were at parties together, because I remember you with Mark Twain on the boat there. But Pammy, Arnie, and I were the threesome.
Yeah.
And, Arnie Kroskel.
Oh.
Yeah. See, we all lived on Main Street there.
Of course, I knew. I think we had a falling out somewhere along the line, as we all did.
Right.
Out, or with the parents or something,
right.
I don't know. But I spent a lot of growing up time with Pammy and Joan. I guess Pam was a little younger and Joanne's a little older or something.
Right. Pam would have been about a year younger than you. She was 6 months younger than I.
Okay.
And Joanne is maybe a year and a half.
Yeah. I mean, we could put all of it age.
I know. But in the teen years, that makes a difference.
Oh, my gosh. Two years?
Yeah.
Was something else. In fact, I saw Ralph, I don't know if it was last year or not. Well, this bearded creature came up and he said, I'm little Ralphie Robinson.
That's what we used to call him.
Little Ralphie Robinson. And he was a, he's so much younger. And I don't, I think he's 3 years.
Well, let's see, Ralph would be
a little more. Ralph would be 69.
Like this.
Okay, so I put him a little over 2 years, but it seemed like forever.
Yeah.
And Brent and Snell were of an age. No, Snell was older. Brent and Pete were good buddies.
Oh.
They were good buddies. Brent and Snell did not get it off too well. For some reason, they had a... they had... Pete were good buddies. And then it was just little brother.
Yeah.
Came along. Remember how angry and hurt I was when Ralph decided to go to ballet. And no way is a son of ours going to be a ballet dancer.
Right.
And he went on to get a marvelous baseball player in college.
Yes, he was.
And they could accept that, but they just thought.
Oh, I know.
And he was such a beautiful dancer.
Yeah. And Ralph always said that. There was a great commonality between baseball and
ballet. Is that how you pronounce his name? Very, very athletic.
Yeah. And then it had all the same elements.
Well, now the football players take that.
Of course.
And they got that thing in their mind. And I loved it when Ralph did the shows. He was always a favorite of mine. Really liked it. That much out of it. I think he and Brent actually got into a physical confrontation.
Snell is, I think, 5 years older than we are. So that,
But a couple years older than me.
Right.
But for some reason, it just. And Keith was quite different from him.
Oh, yeah.
Three boys were all quite different.
Yes, very different.
And I don't know, I always felt Joe kind of got in the shuffle.
Well, the way it was,
he came and went, he was one parent one time.
Yeah,
and
but the
parent.
Way it was, just like Lulu, your Rock of Gibraltar.
Yeah.
And it was Joe. And he always said that with the Robinson boys, that it was Keith and Snell and Ralph and Joe. And Ralph and Joe are still very, very close friends. They used to, that was the pairing. And
yeah, but he took quite a beating somehow, and I can't really remember all. I think even when the kids kind of knew when there were family problems or something.
Right.
And instead of, you know how damn cruel it can be. And for some reason, it just sticks in my mind that Joe went through a stage as a little boy. All I can remember is that blonde right here. He was the handsomest little boy in the world. But that the kids were not kind to him. I don't know whether I might have been one of them or not, but I can just remember something about that. And I'll tell you who could be extremely cruel was Bob.
Oh, well, Bob and Joe from... I have a picture that Lois gave me of the two of them sitting down on the beach, and they couldn't have been 2 years old.
Yeah.
And the two of them leaned back, glaring at each other. I mean, that was that was oil and water.
Bob could be extremely cruel.
Yeah.
As close as we were... as kids, and more like brother and sister. Really.
Yeah.
We fought like brother and sister and everything else. I adored him, but he was frightening at the same time. I mean, he had a streak that was... father was alcoholic.
Yeah.
And it did eventually get to Bob, too.
Yeah, and I think maybe Helois always spoiled him.
Oh, well, I think she did.
Yeah.
And I know she did.
Yeah.
And because I can remember when we took a trip up to Quebec one year. We went out, took a boat up the St. Lawrence, that Bob did something and lied in his teeth about it. And anyway, he did get sent back to the cabin. I can remember seeing the light blinking on and off. He was so mad with the light off.
Yeah.
But even when I knew him in the Navy, he very much, as much as he knew me and as much as he loved me in a sisterly way, never quite got over the fact that I had a lower serial number than he did in the Navy. Of course, I had a W after it for woman.
Yes.
But he really resented that. And for a time, we tried to be serious. It was a total disaster.
Yeah.
We tried dating, and it just was awful.
Yeah.
He showed up at my apartment in Newport one night, drunk as a skunk. He'd somehow driven his car on the beach and couldn't get it going, and his temper started. It was Bob. He was a dear person, and it was just a very sad thing.
Yeah.
And I think Alois was well intentioned, but she didn't really help him.
Well, it's hard.
Raising one alone.
Yeah. And Bob was very bright.
Extremely bright. And I adored him, but I also recognized his faults, as I'm sure he
recognized mine. Well, I think growing up here, I don't think Bob Leonard ever said two words to me. I was just beyond the pale.
You were challenged. I will bet you anything. Bob was a chauvinist.
Yeah.
And he and Laurel, it was a disastrous thing. He adored Laurel, but it was an absolute disaster.
Terrible.
His wife that died called me once and things were not good. Yeah. And he had all his talent. He was a wonderful guy, but there was
just
they took him out of flying, they just about killed him.
Yeah.
Love. All he wanted to do was fly a plane.
Yeah.
And no, I adored Bob, and anything I would say would just be historical fact.
Yeah.
Would not change my very warm feelings.
No, I know. I think people understand that, too.
Yeah. And I was glad that Freddie was there for Bob.
Yes.
And it's just, I always had wonderful thoughts of Bob, and we spent a lot of time together.
Yeah.
But he inherited the alcoholism or the tendency.
Yeah.
And
sad.
Alois, it is. Alois did what she could, I guess, as a single mother.
Yeah.
I think I don't know, maybe Tina wasn't as strong as Uli, because for a mother to raise two of us alone, because I was only about three when she my father.
But you had your grandmother. What was Alois's mother like?
Tina, she was there, but I'm not sure she was perhaps as strong as any of us.
Right.
She was a sweet lady, just as sweet as she could be. Yeah.
And maybe there being the two of you made a difference. Maybe if it's only one child.
It could be. But it was hard for women. To raise kids alone. But, I've always said, actually, Bob was more of a brother than Brett.
Yeah.
And I had a wonderful relationship.
Yeah.
But probably more typically with Bob and myself, because we fought.
Yeah.
Like chess. Yeah. Over Monopoly. We get in the worst damn fights in that cottage over Monopoly. Four of us would be him, me, Jack, myself, Bob, and maybe Gino, we get down to almost knock down, drag out. Well, I'm going home now, sort of thing.
Yeah.
But, he was, as you said, very bright.
Yes, very bright.
That was not
very bright, but
totally directed.
Yeah.
And, it's a big loss. I don't remember how old Bob was when he died, 60 something. Early 60s, or late 50s, maybe. I'm trying to remember when that was. I was in Boston. I went to Washington and went to the funeral?
I would say it was about 10 years ago. Put him in his late 50s.
Yeah, we were like 3 or 6 months apart.
So, because
some of the early pictures are two naked blobs sitting on a blanket. One was
because
Bob.
Because Freddie had that cottage for several years, a number of years, because he did it all over.
He just sold that maybe
2 years ago.
3 years ago.
So.
Yeah, I think Freddie probably had that.
I think he was the one sort of rock of Gibraltar in Bob's later life.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, it was a good relationship.
He was tough on Adelaide.
Yeah, well, I know.
But they're cousins.
Yeah.
And, but, I mean, you can love on someone to death. And,
but, I mean, I think it was a good relationship between Freddie and Bob.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because he went in and took care of Bob when he was so sick.
Yeah.
And, I'm trying to think when I saw that. I don't remember. But we had some contact, and it seemed to happen. I don't think it happened as quickly as my impressions would be, because I think Fred spent a lot of time taking care of
it.
And I was so delighted that Bob remembered Bob.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Well, Bob would. I mean, I think that's...
He had a very gentle streak, and it was very close to switching over, but he'd never been taught to be anything but think of Bob.
Yeah.
He was number one.
And, I was shocked when I saw him, because I hadn't seen Bob for years, from the time he was a teenager here, really, until pretty much when he retired. And I was shocked at the change in
Bob,
because Bob Leonard was the best looking.
He was a good looking guy.
He was a very good looking guy.
Yeah, toward the end he came down and came up on the deck and we visited. We saw Bob a couple of summers up here. Spending a little time. And had a wonderful relationship. But he put on all this weight. He was so surprised. He was a good looking man.
Yeah, he really was.
Good looking man. And very athletic. But, as he aged, he began to look like his father.
I see, right?
Yeah, I had only seen his father a couple of times, but facial features were the same.
So who else was around that we haven't talked about? We haven't gossiped about?
Who haven't we gossiped about? I think. Young people, I'm sure there are some.
Well, did you know Marilyn Eaton at all?
Marion. Only that she was a friend of Aloysius and...
No, not Marion.
Oh,
her girl.
Her
niece.
Oh.
She was a fair amount older.
She was a friend of my sister's.
Oh.
And,
that's right, Marion was in school. We interviewed her a couple of years ago.
Oh, really? Oh, that was, you know, that was just a hunk out of my life that I really don't know why I didn't relate to the sailing school.
Well, I didn't either. The only way I knew any of them was Joanne was dating someone from there. Jim Stark, do you remember Jim
Stark? I remember that name.
Yeah. And he's down in Camden, Calgary, so he comes up there as well. And Steve Kenyon, Adelaide was dating Steve Kenyon. Do you remember Steve?
I don't think so. I have no idea when that picture was taken, but I think it's up in this country. My mother and father.
Oh.
Now, when mother married my father, you would have thought he just got off the boat from Germany. He made her pull her hair back, severe, and I would say one of Brent's daughters is trying to set up their 50th, and it's kids asked me for pictures, like I was organized and had them. I was going to send her this one. Said, I think this may be the earliest picture of your father. Because I think that mother looks very pregnant there, and I would think it might have been with Brent.
Oh, so she's there. Yeah. And where was he from? Where did she meet him?
I don't know where she met him. He was from New Jersey. He went to Rutgers.
Uh-huh.
And I really don't know. I don't know how she met him. But it was sort of a flash in the pan, and she fell for him. But he was 10 years older, I think.
Uh-huh.
And he just, handsome guy.
Oh, really? Yes.
Really, yeah. But I think that's probably when mother was pregnant with Brent. And I was
I think we've...
Well, until I think of something else, and I can say... Hi there.